Yeah, so in some ways, I was just thinking, well, climbing a mountain is a good analogy, isn't it, for the spiritual life? It's used, it's often used as an analogy for the spiritual life. You see this goal, you see this mountain in the distance, you're attracted by the beauty of it, and then you move towards it and you have to start climbing. In other ways, it's a very simplistic and simple metaphor. That probably doesn't do justice to anybody's life, and certainly doesn't do justice to the sort of complexities of the spiritual life. But what I think it does do is illustrate, as an image, it illustrates idealism, I think. Climbing a mountain illustrates something to do with having an ideal. A sort of impossibly lofty ideal, an ideal that seems sort of crazy and, well, anti-Confucianism. It's not the sort of thing that you would normally, out of common sense, choose to do. And I think that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Partly because, well, we don't live in a very idealistic age, do we? We don't live in a very idealistic age. This is why I think it's important to sort of try and re-emphasize ideals, because even us Buddhists or wayfarers in the spiritual life, I think we're influenced by the fact that we don't live in a very idealistic age. In fact, I think we live in a rather cynical age. But it's so much around us that I think it's even hard to see the cynicism for what it is. And it's interesting when, well, my experience of going to India, Vidanya was talking about India, and yeah, I was ordained in 99 in India. And one of the most moving things about being ordained in India was the uncynical nature of the response that you have there. It's just fantastic. It's tremendously powerful. At my public ordination, well, it wasn't. It was all sort of advertised in a bit of a hurry because I think the dates had been chosen at the last minute, etc. And this retreat centre was some way outside of Nagpur. I'm digressing, but indulge me. And my public ordination, so they hurriedly put up some notices and posters, and between 5,000 and 10,000 people came. Yeah, from. Surrounding cities and neighbourhoods and villages, and they were all Buddhist, and they were all celebrating. I mean, they didn't know me or the other men, probably, who were being ordained. There were six of us, but they were celebrating. Well, partly they were having a picnic, but they were celebrating the spiritual ideal. And you don't get that in the West, not in my experience. But also, it's not just a cynical age that we live in, is it really? It's also an age that's almost defined by our desire, our need for comfort, for security. It's an age of comfort and complacency in a way, isn't it? And consumerism, of course. The three C's are probably comfort, complacency, and consumerism. That seems to be, again, an endemic thing. And certainly I recognize that in myself. I must admit, I'm not as cynical as perhaps perhaps some people around us are, but I am really, really drawn to wanting comfort, and I do get very, very complacent. And well, consumerism doesn't pass me by either. And yeah, I think that's partly the age we live in. Partly it's my temperament. So I think there's possibly deeper reasons, though, for perhaps when we've encountered something like Buddhism, the Dharma, perhaps we've sort of overcome at least the hump of our sort of cynical age, or at least to some extent. But I think there are deeper reasons that stop us being idealistic, and I think we kind of encounter them again and again in our spiritual lives. So I was just thinking about. Well, we can have fears of failing, so we don't hold on to an ideal because we might never achieve it. Or we have fears of rejection because being idealistic means opening up to other people, to being receptive to something that might be higher than ourselves. And perhaps we have fears to do with, being vulnerable, being rejected. perhaps fears of admitting that we don't have all the answers. To be a successful man today, perhaps we feel that we need all the answers. We need to have life sorted. And spiritual life isn't about having life sorted. Quite the opposite.